Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum. Celebrate the opening of I Saw It, Francisco de Goya Printmaker, with an evening of live music, art making, live model drawing, tours, and more. Saturday, April 20th from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Info at nortonsimon.org.
The story you're about to hear was made possible by readers like you. Help keep LAS strong during this uncertain time by donating now. Thanks.
Hey everyone, this is the Reporter Roundup. I'm Leo Duran. Since the start of the coronavirus pandemic, LAS has been partnering with PBS SoCal and KCET to bring you a daily roundup of the most essential coronavirus news in the LA region. Today, a report on the toll the pandemic is taking on our mental health, why people are avoiding the ER, and how a new immigration rule may affect local families. But first, Matt Tinoco has some developing news on how the city of LA is protecting its homeless community.
There's big news today out of federal court that the city of Los Angeles is potentially going to be entering a judicial consent decree on homelessness. We don't have many details yet, but it would be the result of a federal court case that was first brought in March by a group of largely, but not exclusively, downtown LA business interests who basically were saying that both the city and county of Los Angeles were handling homelessness with negligence. So what it's not yet exactly clear what's going to happen next, but it's likely to follow in the steps of what's happened in North Orange County over the last 2 years, where nearly 20 cities have voluntarily agreed with advocates for the homeless to expand their housing and shelter systems for homeless residents under the guidance of federal judge David Carter.
Next, a new report says more Angelenos are struggling with mental health issues. Robert Garova has more.
Yeah, a tracking survey that USC is doing of more than 1,000 people in LA County found that half are reporting symptoms of anxiety or depression. That's up from a bit more than 1 in 3 just a month ago. 18 to 34-year-olds were even more likely to say they were suffering from these symptoms. I talked with a psychiatrist at UCLA who said, you know, one theory is that many young adults are getting their careers going, they're starting families, they could be especially vulnerable during a crisis like this. The survey also gauged people's concerns over the economy, and it found that young adults are more likely to be stressed out about their financial situation. For instance, this age bracket was more likely to think they would lose their job and run out of money in the near future. We're of course seeing mental health struggles surface outside of this survey too. Calls for information and referrals to LA County's mental health hotline were up 20% in March compared with the same month last year.
Since stay-at-home orders have been put in place, ER doctors in Los Angeles are saying they've seen fewer patients overall, with volume down by half in some places. Here's LAU on why people are delaying or avoiding emergency care.
Yeah, so doctors have been seeing fewer patients in the ER, but when they do, the patients are often sicker because they've waited days until their symptoms have gotten worse to get help. I spoke with one cardiologist who recently had a patient who fell and then started feeling the left side of his body going weak, but he didn't call 911 right away. He eventually had a full-blown stroke and ended up at the hospital, and that was about 2 days of delay in getting treatment. And I've been hearing similar stories from doctors throughout Southern California that people are putting off their care or trying to diagnose themselves because of fears of contracting COVID-19. But doctors have been really trying to put out the message, you know, that emergencies don't stop for COVID, that if you do have symptoms of a heart attack or stroke, don't put it off, call 911, go to the ER, and that hospitals have really been trying to take precautions to keep people safe.
And finally, with President Trump's latest immigration order likely going into effect tonight, Josie Wong has been talking to local families who are concerned that they'll be affected by the new restrictions.
Right. So Trump's target here is definitely family-based immigration. His order says for 60 days, certain green card applicants can't come into the country. So how it's worked is you have a U.S. citizen or legal permanent resident sponsor a relative for a green card. The president's order says minor children and the spouses of U.S. citizens can still come. But everybody else, kids over 21, elderly parents, siblings, their applications are on pause. And we know about this man in Palmdale who's 78 and has sponsored his 50-something son who's in Mexico right now. And Trump's order has this older man worried about whether his son's going to be able to make it to help him out because he's diabetic and he needs surgery for his vision. Another thing people are really stressing about is whether after the 60 days, Trump is going to extend the ban. And lengthen the time that families are separated.
Thanks for listening to today's Reporter Roundup. Our reporting is made possible by listeners like you. Please donate today at laist.com/donate to keep local news strong during this uncertain time. That's laist.com/donate. We'll have another roundup for you tomorrow. Until then, be safe. I'm Leo Duran. The Reporter Roundup is produced Monday through Friday. Subscribe using your favorite podcast app or smart speaker. And for the most up-to-date news around the clock, be sure to check in at laist.com/latest. That's laist.com/latest.
Thanks so much for listening to this story. Help keep local news strong on LAist during this uncertain time by donating now. Thanks.